Fed up of flawed robes, driven to distraction and drowning with doom boxes? Tired of living in chaos? Welcome to Decluttering Untangled, how to declutter when you're overwhelmed, ADHD or autistic. I'm going to help you uncover the secrets to decluttering, no matter what hurdles you face. You'll discover how to declutter, de-stress and transform your world. I'm Heather Tingle, reformed hoarder, neurodivergent declutter queen and your guide through the maze of mess. Let's get untangled. Welcome back, Untanglers. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about the E in my PAVE system, and that stands for exit. Once you've decluttered, how do you get items out of your home? You've got to get them exited as soon as possible, and that's what the E in my PAVE system stands for. So exit plans need to be made, ideally, before you start to declutter. So before you go straight into the doing, you want to do part of your planning. Hopefully you've already listened to that episode about how to plan. And this is because if you don't have an exit route sorted before you start decluttering, a few issues can arise. Now, let's face it, I think we've all done this. So you can drive around with donations in the back of your car for 3 months. Anybody else? Or is that just me? You put them in a spare room, which then rapidly ends up becoming a room of doom. And then before you know it, you can't actually get to them. You put them in your hallway and then trip up over them all the time. I've definitely done that one. Or you have them around your home and then they nag away at you, making you feel bad that they're still in your home. They have not gone yet. Or even worse, you or others in your family, especially if you've got children, start to have second thoughts and items end up going back in circulation again, totally undoing all your good efforts and all that time you spent doing it. Any of that ring a bell? I'm sure it does. So if you've got your quick exit sorted for all your discards, none of those scenarios end up happening and you feel the benefit of decluttering straight away, which is such an important factor of motivation. So a lot of my clients still say to me, how do you feel when things got out of the house? And they'll go, I feel lighter. And that light feeling is just so wonderful and so important that you've really got to do the exit in order for that to happen. The decluttering part makes you feel good. It makes you like feel like you've achieved something. But until you get it out of the house, you've not finalized it, you've not finished it off, and you've not got that wonderful feeling that you've done a job well done. So you've really got to get items out of the house as soon as possible. So first of all, when you're thinking about your exit plans, first of all, consider what it is that you're going to be going through. You might not know that. It might be bags of doom. It might be a room of doom. You're not quite sure what's going to go and what's going to stay. When you do kind of get a hang of what's staying and what's going, so you want to consider where is the best place to donate. So is there a cause that you believe in, something that's really passionate to your heart? For me, that is important, but probably what's more important is the actual logistics of getting it out of your home. It's great having a cause that's really, really close to your heart, but if they're only open 9 till 3 on a Monday and you work 9 till 3 on a Monday, then as wonderful as that cause is, they're never going to get out of your house. And you need to make it as easy as possible to get things out, because life always happens. Life always gets in the way. So you need to remove as many barriers as you can to get it out of there. So if you drive, for example, during your regular routine, normal places you drive to from school to and from work, those kind of places, is there somewhere that you pass that is open? So is it open when you're passing it? Are there places to park? So if there's nowhere suitable, can you consider those charity bins that are usually in supermarket car parks, or find local causes to you that maybe aren't obvious ones, like not a charity shop, but for example, school nurseries that might be needing things, or your local crafting society, for example. Are there any local causes that are looking for what you're offloading? If you're not sure, give them a call or email or text if you like me. If you don't drive, can someone help you? So can you create a new routine of once a week or once a fortnight or once a month taking small carryable items out with you? Can items be picked up from you, either by organising a charity collection or by using apps like Facebook Marketplace, Olio, or by posting items to the charity direct? It might cost you some money to post it to them, but isn't it wonderful that you're doing something for charity and it's going directly to a place that you know will do good with it? Are you going to sell instead of donate? Now, I will do a whole episode on that because it is such a big, important topic and you've got to really think about it to get it right. But for most people, needing to quickly declutter with minimum time, effort and energy into the equation, giving away is the best way to donate. However, if you are thinking about selling, consider things like auction houses. So they're a great source of specialist information that might be able to signpost you to somewhere else if they can't help. Or consider the usuals like eBay or apps like Vinted to sell items on. The items that you're letting go of need to be good enough quality. And if you're not sure, do ask the charity first. There's nothing worse than going and finding that they've had to put things in the bin because they weren't good enough or they weren't clean enough or they just weren't saleable. So do ask the charity first. Even when you're dropping things off, maybe beforehand, just give them a call, say, would you accept some such and such, something like this? Or you can send them a photo. Or you can ask them if they're on social media. Or if you're not sure, take it to them and physically show them out and say, do you want that? If not, I will find somewhere else for it. So, for example, some charity shops can't sell electrical items. So are you better taking a whole load to a charity that can accept them rather than splitting the donations into two different places? Because then it will make it quicker and easier for you to get them out of your home. Now, perfectionism is a big one that a lot of us struggle with. And it really can try and kick in, trying to find that perfect exit plan. So you might wait months until you have enough of a particular item before sending it to the perfect place. Now that means it really slows down your progress and it can be really frustrating for you in the meantime. So it might be that you have to put perfectionism to one side just whilst you declutter, or at least try and get a better grip of your home. And then once you've got a grip on it, then you can carry on with those perfect places because you've got the space in your home to do it. And you've probably got more effort and energy and motivation to do it, in all honesty. But whenever your home is in chaos, getting things out however you can is probably more important than finding that perfect route. So things like cleaning an item before sending it to charity is important. And yeah, you do need to do it, but you don't want to turn it into another job. So you don't want to, you want to include it as part of the decluttering process and do it quickly as you go. So things like finding baby wipes or cleaning wipes, they're great for this to have on hand when you declutter, great for removing dust. You don't need to put them into a pile for cleaning before going to charity, as then that just becomes a massive job that you'll procrastinate over and never get around to doing. Obviously, if it's clothing and they do need washing first, then literally grab a bag, like maybe a laundry bag, put them all in a laundry bag and put them in the washing machine while you're carrying on with your decluttering, so that they're all in one space. You don't have to sort through your clothing piles all over again. Get them done and out as soon as. If items have missing pieces is another one. And this is usually, if you've got children, this is a massive one for you. So first ask yourself, is this item vital to it working or being resold? So, for example, a missing piece out of a jigsaw puzzle is a yes, obviously it is. But a figurine as part of a set, if you've got the other four and they can be played with separately, like that isn't. So you could send that to charity without waiting for it if you don't mind them on, if you don't find them during that declutter. If you are looking for those essential items that you can't cope without the missing piece, or like that missing jigsaw piece, then give yourself a space that's like a holding bay. Even if it's just a box marked needs bits finding, and put those items in there. So if you do find that missing piece, you know exactly where the other parts are, and give yourself a deadline to find those missing bits. So once you hit that deadline, let them go into the bin. As yes, you might find the bit afterwards. I mean, let's face it, it's sod law. You are going to find that bit afterwards. Or you might never find it. It might be another 10 years before you find it. And yeah, it is a waste by putting it in a bin. But the months or even years of waiting for it and it being in the way in the meantime is not worth the £1 the charity might get from it. And also, in all honesty, where I live, waste gets incinerated to create energy for our homes. So no, it's not ideal, but it doesn't make you a terrible person either by doing it that way. Items that can't be donated, so things like odd socks, dirty duvets or VHS tapes, there is nearly always an exit plan for them. Nearly always. So if you're not sure, just ask in my free decluttering Facebook group and we will find one for you. But do remember, there is no shame in putting things in a bin or taking things to the tip. if it helps you and you haven't got the time or the energy to do anything different. If it makes a difference between you decluttering your home and starting afresh, then that's a trade-off worth doing. You cannot save the world whilst decluttering. So if a perfect exit isn't possible, do not feel guilty. Get it out any way you can. And if that means landfill, I'm sorry to say this to you, so be it. It is so much easier to be eco-friendly once you've decluttered. When you've got that fresh slate, that's when you can really go full on eco, because you've got the space to do it and you've got the literal mind space to do it as well. You've got that extra energy in your life. So there you go. There's a few things I just wanted to put forward to you for you to think about. One of my PAVES system strategies, which is the E for exit. So I want you to get thinking about your exit strategy and get it sorted. If you need any help with that, please do ask in my private free Facebook group. Until next time, keep untangling. Thanks for joining me for today's episode of Decluttering Untangled. If you found anything that I've said today helpful, please do me a favour, hit that subscribe button or leave me a review. It's like receiving a virtual high five that keeps me going and lets me know that I'm helping real people out there and I'm making a difference. Please remember, you're not alone in this. I'm building a community of fellow untanglers over on Facebook. Just visit the show notes for the link to my free decluttering community. So until next time, remember, you're not alone, you're not lazy, you can untangle your life.